There is already one kind of car out there that will save you a lot of gas. You've heard of it before. It's a hybrid. And it seems like everyone says they want one. They say they do.
I live in the world where I don't deal with what people say they think or what they give to a survey. I live in the world where they write the check.
That's Mike Jackson. He's the head of the country's largest chain of car dealerships, AutoNation. Jackson is pretty much the prototypical no-nonsense businessman. He's also somewhat of an unlikely environmentalist. But Jackson doesn't have much faith in today's hybrids.
70% of our customers want to talk about hybrids when they walk through the door. They're aware of it, they think it's a great idea, and they're predisposed to buy hybrids. You then get them at the table.
Jackson says that's when the customer asks how much extra the hybrid costs and how long it takes to make that money up by saving at the pump. That's when the deal falls apart.
And we have a 2% closing rate.
Jackson says, plain and simple, most people just aren't willing to pay the extra money to get a hybrid. So he says to really cut gas use, the industry still needs mass market solutions. And the first technology that he's looking out for is something that Ford announced earlier this year. Ford's chief marketing guy, Jim Farley, calls it EcoBoost.
Which uses direct fuel injection and turbocharging to get big engine power and all that low-end torque we love from smaller, inherently more fuel-efficient engines.
Direct injection and turbocharging have been around for a while, but mostly as a way to make cars go faster. Now the idea is to use them on small engines so that when a customer comes in and wants a big, powerful engine, Ford can give them EcoBoost, which promises the same power with 20% less gas and 15% fewer CO2 emissions. Ford plans to put EcoBoost in more than 500,000 cars per year within the next 5 years. In that same time frame, you can also expect to see more diesel engines coming out from all the automakers. Diesel will get you better mileage, and it's now cleaner in some ways than gasoline, but it can create more smog-forming gases such as nitrous oxide. Ethanol is also still out there, but at best, most people say today's corn ethanol really doesn't save any fossil fuels when you look at what it takes to raise the corn. So the big hope is cellulosic ethanol, which can be made from grasses or even used tires. Nobody's found a good way to make it yet. And Mike Jackson, the no-nonsense car salesman, says he's not holding his breath. Instead, he's looking for the real game changer, hybrid vehicles that can be charged through a wall socket and run on electricity alone for miles before a gas engine has to kick in. Jackson expects those plug-in hybrids on the road within 5 years.
The cost-benefit ratio is going to be so compelling, and people are going to be so enthralled at the idea they don't have to go to the gas station, just go home and plug it into the socket. This will win over with American consumers.
The auto companies are scrambling to make a plug-in hybrid. Right now, the race is basically between General Motors and Toyota. Both say they might be able to build a plug-in hybrid by 2010. The problem is the battery. To get the higher charge, hybrids need a new kind of battery, something called a lithium-ion battery. It's the same kind of battery, it turns out, that's used in your cell phone. But there are some challenges scaling that up for an automobile. Lithium-ion batteries can overheat, and right now they're more expensive than the batteries in today's hybrids. But Bob Lutz at General Motors says you can bet those problems will be solved.
Every manufacturer in the world is hot on the trail of lithium-ion technology, and the battery manufacturers all say it's going to work.
And once you have viable lithium-ion batteries, you're talking about cars that can get more than 100 miles to the gallon or better. Most people say the next step is hydrogen fuel cells. With the fuel cells, you put hydrogen in, and the only thing that comes out of the tailpipe is water vapor. Some in the industry say fuel cells could be ready for the mass market in the 2020s. Mike Jackson isn't so sure. He pegs the arrival of fuel cells at somewhere between not in our lifetime and never. For the Environment Report, I'm Dustin Dwyer.